USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters keep rising, and so does the death toll from Hurricane Florence. At least 32 people have been killed by the storm since it made landfall last week. Most fatalities in the Carolinas, where heavy rain has caused major flooding across both states. Among the big winners at the Emmys last night, Game of Thrones. For Outstanding Drama Series, the show producer is D.B. Weiss.
Writing for these actors behind us is the honor of a lifetime, but we didn't invent these characters. That was George R. R. Martin. The show could not be without the mad genius of George. Thank you for letting us take care of your people.
Author George R. R. Martin was on hand for the award ceremony last night. The White House announcing plans for a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The confirmation process for the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is still on hold, as there's a big hearing set for Monday. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
But with all of it being said, we want to go through a full process. I have great confidence in the U.S. Senate.
President Trump defending his pick for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. He is denying an allegation of sexual assault made by a woman from more than 30 years ago. There will be a public hearing on the Hill come Monday.
And in their procedures and what they're doing, and I think that's probably what they're going to do. They'll go through a process and hear everybody out.
On the left, New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer weighs in.
For too long, women have made serious allegations of abuse and have been ignored or dragged through the mud. It would be a disgrace if this body and our fellow Republicans let that happen.
Again, that report from our own Robin Walensky, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A sweeping bipartisan bill to fight the nationwide opioid crisis is on its way to becoming law. The U.S. Senate approving the bill on a 99-1 vote yesterday. Only Utah Republican Mike Lee voted against it. The House overwhelmingly passing a similar bill nearly 3 months ago. The Senate bill includes a provision allowing doctors to talk to Medicare patients about alternatives to opioids. The bill now has to be reconciled with the House measure, but Senate aides say they're confident both chambers will agree on legislation by the end of this year. Bill Cosby's wife is filing a complaint against the judge in the comedy legend sexual assault case. Camille Cosby filing the complaint with Pennsylvania's Judicial Conduct Review Board a week before her husband is scheduled to be sentenced. The complaint accuses Judge Stephen O'Neill of being biased against the 81-year-old comedian. Cosby was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting former Temple University staffer Andrea Constand. And the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, the big Emmy winner, as the series swept the 2018 Primetime Emmy Awards with 5 wins, including for Best Comedy Series. The streaming services dominated the Emmys this year, with Netflix and HBO snagging 23 awards each. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.